Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today again is Jim Gronetsky. Welcome, Jim.
Thank you, Father, for having me.
Let's begin with the prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we rejoice in the gift of this day. We rejoice in the gift of work and of rest. We ask, O Lord, that we may always cooperate with you in your work of creation. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Jim, last time we were talking about Nos Lumine, one of your wonderful initiative that you've the Lord's kind of inspired on your heart. And then also you're involved with Atala. Could you maybe talk about what Atala is?
Yeah, Atala is a group. The name is Latin for lift or elevate. And when I set out about my executive coaching career path, which then led to Nos Lumine, the vision was always to layer on top a coaching model similar to the secular model of Vistage, which is basically a coaching model whereby business owners, particularly small business owners, come together once a month in a small group experience to serve each other as a peer advisory group. So they tend to be business owners who don't have a leadership team. Their businesses aren't large enough to have a CFO and a director of HR and a executive sales manager and an operations guy, and so you don't have internally a leadership team to serve as an advisory board internally. So this in our case Atala is that peer advisory board. That's the intention of it. And when I set out to try to I wanted to build a Vistage kind of program on a Catholic foundation, just the way that Nos Lumine is built on this Catholic foundation. And in my doing some research, discovered a guy out in Denver by the name of Paul Winkler who had already created Atala about the same time I started Nos Lumine. And over the course of time, we just continued to interact and decided to work together and bring Atala to Columbus. So Atala, where Nos Lumine meets once a week, Atala meets once a month, but it's for half a day. And then everybody gets a one-on-one coaching session in between our monthly sessions. But it's all built on the same small group experience initially. And then because of the population that we're serving in Atala, the intention is to form Catholic business owners on how to build their companies and live their businesses as Catholics. So the focus is not on shareholder value, although profit's important or we don't have an ongoing business, but it's on the dignity of the human person, and in particular the people who are working in the business, but then all the stakeholders beyond the business. And how do we live our faith effectively in our work as business owners? And so, there are three chairs, Paul in Denver, me here in Columbus, and a guy in Dallas. We're about to launch our fourth group in Phoenix. And like me and my interest in continuing to expand Nos Lumine nationwide, Paul has an interest in carrying Atala nationwide.
So how does one kind of get involved in Atala?
Well, we've for the most part we've had to recruit members, which has been a little bit of a challenge because Catholics, and you might say Catholics like to hide under rocks, it's a matter of networking and identifying and recruiting, basically exposing people to what we're doing and inviting them to participate. And it's the kind of thing that, it either resonates with people and they jump in or they don't. It doesn't resonate at all.
Now, what is involved in the monthly formation?
So it's a lot of We open and close with prayer. There's an accountability function where everybody talks about what it was that they had committed to in our previous month session, and so it's holding people accountable to making progress. There is a practical business development component, and then there is a faith component. So we're back to this: how do we live an integrated life and practice and live out Catholic social teaching as Catholic business owners?
If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and with me today is Jim Gronesky. We're talking about an initiative which Jim has brought here to the Diocese of Columbus called Atolo. Jim, so, I mean, you mentioned that there's this accountability. So what kind of goals do you make at, you know, these monthly sessions?
Well, we talk about where are you in your faith, family, and business, and so we are intent on addressing the needs of individuals in their integrated life, number one. But from a more practical standpoint, we're talking about how do we build our businesses, all with this foundation of our Catholic identity. And so when we talk about goal setting, we start with an annual goal setting session workshop, and talk about what are your three big goals for the year. Darren Hardy said if you have more than three annual goals, you don't have any, because you know you get too spread thin and you're not focused enough and you're not going to make any progress. But the reality is, in those three annual goals, they get then broken down into quarterly goals, because if you're not looking at shorter time frames, you know, our human nature of procrastination ultimately means you're trying to do an annual mm-hmm. effort in the last 30 days, and it doesn't work very well. So then you take the quarterly goals and you break those down into monthly goals. And so we talk about three annual goals, but there's this whole ripple down effect of multiple specific tangible goals mm-hmm. that we focus on. But again, so there's this real meaty practical component of how do we build a business that is life sustaining, because we're supposed to be creating jobs, right? The whole idea is that the people who we're engaging in our business are people who should be focused on their integrated lives and their being effective parents and spouses and breadwinners and living their work as prayer and praying as their work. You know, this is all—it's all connected. And so we are taking both this practical and spiritual approach to things.
And then the coaching that happens in between is then to kind of keep one accountable, also.
Yeah, because very much so, because. It's the coaching is really focused on, okay, where are you stuck mm-hmm. and why are you stuck and how are we going to get you unstuck so that you can make the incremental progress in whatever it is that you need to make, because it's no fun being stuck, right?
And there's probably both personal issues mm-hmm. in the sense of how do I balance prayer, how do I balance family, you know, but then there's probably business or institutional issues too. So, you know, how do I make sure that I'm doing a just wage? How am I fair in my treatment? You know, mm-hmm. How am I making sure, you know, what's my relationship with my customers?
Yeah, most definitely. And we do lots of, we incorporate the work of a lot of people. You know, Patrick Lencioni is a mm-hmm. Catholic coach who comes to mind, who publishes stuff. You know, he's written a number of books that are practical, and we touch on all these things.
Excellent. The I think we, you know, definitely want to kind of talk about this integration or balance in life, and maybe in our next segment. But you know, to kind of even prep for the beginning of that conversation, What are in general some of the issues that frequently come up in your coaching and in in these sort of Atola issues. I mean, you don't have to go personally into individual people, but, you know, in a sense, generally, I mean, you know, some people, what's interesting is a lot of times we don't realize that we're living an unbalanced life, or that our life is, there's a lack of integrity or integration in our life. What are some signs of a lack of integration?
I had one. This is a story that I think is more universal than not. It happened to be somebody who I met who was a prospective Nos Lumine member, who also actually could have been an Atala member. He engaged for a while, but he knew that he needed to get involved with other people than who he was involved with, because things were not, he knew things were not right. And it was largely right. He's a Catholic, but not a practicing Catholic. Mm-hmm. And so we were talking about, well, why aren't you practicing your faith? He says, oh, I don't have time for that. What do you mean you don't have time? Well, I play golf every Sunday. I mean, this is a married father, business owner,
yeah,
who has a constituency of people he's trying to serve. And, you know, if we don't start with our faith life, nothing else is going to work ultimately, because we're not wired to do it alone. We need God at the center.
Excellent. Well, on that note, you've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship, and I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me has been Jim Granetsky, and until next time, peace and all good.